The proposed reforms would mean new migrants would need to be residents for 3 years to access payments, including Newstart and the youth allowance. The waiting period has been 2 years since 1997. Social Services Minister Dan Tehan says significant growth in welfare expenditure means the changes are necessary to secure the future of the welfare system.
Fiscally responsible decisions are required to ensure the ongoing sustainability of the welfare payment system. This bill will extend the existing waiting period from 2 years to 3 years. This will ensure that migrants support themselves for longer when they first settle permanently in Australia, reducing the burden on the welfare payment system. 3 years is a reasonable period to expect permanent migrants to support themselves, whether through work, existing resources, or family support.
Also, making migrants wait 3 years to access low-income and senior concession cards, plus bereavement, widow, parenting and carer payments, is projected to save as much as $1.3 billion. Existing exemptions, including for humanitarian entrants and New Zealanders, would continue. Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia spokeswoman Mary Patetsis says the measures risk creating an underclass.
It just doesn't make sense for us to do anything that creates vulnerable people at the bottom end of a socioeconomic ladder who feel so susceptible and challenged to succeed that they give up. It's just not the way we've run this country, and I don't think we should be like that in the future.
Ms. Patetsis says migrants have always needed time to establish themselves in housing and employment. She says the proposed legislation could have dire repercussions for the settlement process.
It's really about what it is that makes successful migration and then settlement occur. Any introduction of further hardship, which puts at jeopardy successful settlement, I think is problematic.
Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network chairwoman Carmel Guerra says she agrees. She says measures such as delayed access to Newstart and the youth allowance are particularly troubling.
It's always deeply concerning when government is constantly looking at cutting the benefits from young people when generally they are the group of new migrants who have the most optimism to want to contribute. And it feels like we're often punishing them because they do contribute in the short to medium term, and I think the savings are minimal to the benefits they gain if they give young people income to live and contribute to the community.
Ms. Guerra says communities would be placed under enormous stress. She says there are fears some members of the community would be forced to find other less than ideal ways to get money.
Creating different level of benefits for people living in a country like Australia, which has had a history of a safety net, can only lead to situations where some people will feel undervalued and maybe resorting to other ways of meeting their everyday needs if they're not getting an income.
The Secretary General of the Federation of Chinese Associations of Victoria says his community will be in a state of shock if the legislation is passed. Kevin Hu says the proposed reforms are unfair.
We cannot do a clear cut that everyone is different to background, different to needs. And for someone who really needs help, we cannot do like that because this is very, very tough for them if you increase from 2 years waiting time to the 3 years time.
Mr. Hu says the Chinese are the fastest growing community in Australia, and he says that includes members who need support.
I understand what government wants to do, but government should not to do a clear cut, which is some people who really need help. We must be helping them.
Mary Patetsis says other, broader social issues could emerge.
They may not be able to provide for their family in the way that they choose to. Children may be exposed in ways, you know, the family's limitations are then transferred to children who may not have access to things that they need to attend school. It may put pressure on families in ways that creates domestic issues escalate. Financial insecurity is a terrible thing, and those who have experienced it would know that. So it should be during a period of settlement where we've embraced a migrant and they're able to settle in Australia. We should offer some level of minimum capability so that they can settle successfully.
The proposed changes would apply to new migrants from July the 1st. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.